court. Just real quick to discuss the Rule 29 question that Judge Elrod that you had. It was the standard did appear that what Judge Fitchwater said was if you adopt make an objection, the other person will adopt it unless you have more to add. And so then the question becomes, did Mr. Brown's counsel need to come back around and then say, well, then I adopt Mr. Haney's objection? And so it's not in the record, and I agree that it's not in the record, but my position would be taken as a whole, that is, it would be a general motion. But additionally, we would argue that if the court finds that Ms. Brown's objection was a general objection, and you're reviewing her case de novo and find that there was insufficient evidence on the $10,000 issue, that then not overturn Mr. Brown's conviction, that would result in a miscarriage of justice. And so I think if you look at it that way, that there would be a miscarriage of justice not to overturn both convictions, and that would be our position as it relates to that. I did want to address, I think the issue came, what's the most recent case out of the Fifth Circuit? I think the Whitfield case really is the case, and I think it's post-Salinas and it's post-Sabry. And I think the facts in that case are very illustrative as well, because you had a bribery scheme where judges in Mississippi were, a judge or two judges were accepting money for favorable rulings in cases brought by this specific lawyer. And the facts show that the judges were members of the Office of Court Administration. They received $40,000 per year, and that money was specifically to hire staff, clerks, secretaries, and that nature. And because the court ruled that they were agents of the OCA, the Office of Court Administration, but in this fact scenario, they were receiving bribes to affect outcomes in cases, and that there wasn't a nexus between their receipt of the $40,000 and the bribes they received. What they went on to say, the court went on to say, was had they received a bribe in exchange for hiring a relative as a legal clerk or as a secretary that pertained to the $40,000, that would have been a different case. And I think that is why it's so important that there has to be some evidence in this record about the source of the funds, the nature of the funds. Was it a benefit from a government program in order for this court to make that determination? On this record, you cannot make that determination. The evidence is clearly insufficient as it relates to that element. The government had the burden to do it, and they failed. And I think when you look at all those cases, it's important. And we also cited the Phillips case. And the Phillips case was important because in the Phillips case, you had a tax assessor in a Louisiana parish who was accepting bribes. And the issue became, was he part of the parish? And because the parish did receive federal funding. And the court ruled he wasn't an agent of the parish because he was elected separately. The funds didn't affect his office in any way. So the analysis has to be done, and you have to have that information to do that analysis. And I think when you look at all the Fifth Circuit cases, especially the Whitfield case, the evidence is clearly insufficient. And we'd ask you to reverse both their convictions. Thank you.